It seems like I kept adding to announcements this morning, so I have a few to share with you. First, this past week I was a delegate on behalf of the Diocese of Toronto at Provincial Synod. Lots of information, lots of good conversations. I don't know how many pages of notes in my notebook. I'm not going to go through them all now, but hopefully over the next weeks in my weekly reflections and in sermons, you'll hear some of it coming back. The theme was the church in the public square and about getting beyond ourselves out into our wider communities. And so I give thanks to God for what I learned, for what I had affirmed, and for the opportunities that will come out of that. I think there's a specific prayer for healing that we need to pray today, and it's for the Toronto Blue Jays. It's okay to pray for the Toronto Blue Jays. As you heard throughout the service a couple of times and in my homily, Kay Marlatt, a longtime member of St. George's, died. I am meeting with her son Dan on Tuesday morning, and I should know then when the funeral will be or what will happen over the next few days. I will make sure to get that information out to you as soon as I have it, and we will communicate that with you so that as a community we can grieve that loss as well. Bao Xing's funeral, the details of that are not going to be completed until his family arrives in Canada. And so again, we will make sure people know that information once it is available so that together we can gather and grieve ourselves, but especially support our Mandarin Fellowship in the grief that they feel. I think Lorraine has already gone downstairs, but a big thank you to everyone who was part of the bazaar yesterday. It was a tremendously wonderful day. Just to hear the spirit buzzing around. I wasn't here Friday night for the setup, but I understand it was just awesome to experience that sense of community. And it was certainly there again yesterday. So thank you especially to Lorraine and to Geraldine and to Hazel and to every other person. And we could probably spend an hour naming all of those people who made it what it was. Thank you for that. And it raised funds. We don't know how much at this point, but especially, it was the opportunity to be community together. And as we prayed for parish life this morning, that's part of our parish life. And we give thanks to God for that. Another event in the life of our parish, as part of our parish life, will be the Thanksgiving dinner next Saturday. It's going to be a great dinner. I think there's about 60 tickets sold. Today is the absolute, absolute last day you can buy tickets. And I think Sherwin still has some left. We need to know by the end of today how many are coming to the dinner, so we won't be able to sell any after today. Please see Sherwin if you want tickets. Last opportunity. Food for the body and soul. I just want to say one brief word about the spiritual formation series that Leonard and I are leading. If you're interested in that, some people already have indicated that to me. Let me know so I can sign you up. We need to know numbers. And I can give you a copy of the book, and you can give me your $13 registration fee. So that we're able to cover the costs of the books for that. I think it's going to be a really good series and an opportunity to really reflect on what does our baptismal faith mean to us. On All Souls Day, we have a Requiem Mass, a celebration of the Eucharist, where we remember those who have died. There is a binder at the back of the church in the narthex for you to assign any names to that you would like to make sure are remembered as part of that celebration on All Souls Day. It is going to be the Wednesday after the first Wednesday of November. There will be a service in the morning and a service in the evening for those who wish to be part of that. Finally, coffee hour today will be downstairs. There are still things left from the bazaar yesterday, baking and other things, and we hope everybody will take a moment to go down and have a look and maybe buy something. And I've been asked to let people know by Lorraine that she will take IOUs because we don't have debit or credit card. So if you didn't happen to bring cash, she will take an IOU. Our closing hymn this morning is...